Just so everyone knows, we're recording this, so don't say anything about Donald Trump.
Don't say anything about Donald Trump?
Yeah. He's probably listening.
McCain?
I'd be happy to if we're being recorded.
Yeah. Not for...
I'm keen to discuss this today.
All right, I guess I can turn this over to Brandon and Dario. And one thing I didn't put on the agenda, but what we should maybe talk about that Brandon and Dario and I talked about was how we're going to link to the images. So maybe when we're done going through the terms, we'll take a look at those images that you guys have. I have the folder open up here.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really great. And we could maybe talk about that. And I actually found, you know, we were talking on last week that there were a couple in the PO right now. And I found them. One of them is on Septum, but what we did was we just put in a link to plantsystematics.org.
Oh, that's it? That's good.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess we could take a look at this real quick and verify this. I found this like late last night, so.
It's a way to do it so we
So I don't see that link in here where it went. Okay, well, we'll talk about this afterwards. Okay, so let's go ahead and discuss starting with Akeem.
You know, like when I submit one, it
generates. I'm going to take some notes here.
Do you want me to start with Akeem?
Isn't that where we are?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you were,
Yeah.
So, Akeem is a fruit which develops from a carpel and at maturity comprises dry exocarp, dry mesocarp, dry endocarp,
and
they're all fused to that pericarp, you know, at a single point. So there's a persistent, like, placental connection, basically. So they're fused to the seed coat at one point.
But almost everything.
So that's in contrast to caryopsis, which we'll talk about later.
Funiculus.
Yeah, funiculus. So, yeah.
What was that, Dennis? That's where the funiculus.
They're attached by the funiculus, which is, you know, almost all seeds will be attached to their fruit wall by a funiculus, but something seeds are attached to the fruit wall by their whole seed coat.
Yeah.
And that's the deal for caryopsis.
Yeah.
Right?
And so in the akene, they're only attached at the funiculus then?
Yes.
Yeah, and other things. You know, if you look at the seeds in a cantaloupe, you'll see a little thread that hooks each seed to the wall.
So do we want to put that in the definition, do you think, or?
I don't know. I think we should. It's precise.
Sure, we can do that. Yeah, I mean, it's.
Or not.
It's the nutritional connection for the ovule, yes. Yeah. So we can put that in there.
Well, funiculus must be in our lexicon.
It is, yeah.
So then that just refers back to another PO term, which is useful.
Yeah, that is.
So it's usually, like, in the definitions we saw for akene, it's pretty general, like it says here, just at a single point, but we can be explicit and say it's only connected, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that the correct spelling that I have there?
That's fine.
Let's take a look at funiculus real quick here.
Funicles, fine, yeah. At the bottom.
Oh, I see. Okay. So maybe we should use the proper term.
So we can, yeah.
Funiculus is like a different way of saying it.
Yeah, so it's like a placental attachment.
It's kind of like the umbilical cord.
Exactly.
Oops, this is where I want to be.
Well, in a way, the embryo's attached.
Yeah.
So the definition of funicle.
Funicle, yeah.
It says that it attaches a plant ovule to a placenta.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do we need to expand that definition then if we're going to talk about it in the fruit?
That's exact.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
It's nice and concise.
Yeah.
But in this definition of the fruit, we're saying that the pericarp is attached to the seed coat by the funiculus.
Well,
not. I mean, it's connected to the It's connected to what was the geniocene, or the pericarp, via this connection.
No, the inner layer of the pericarp, I mean, where the seeds are, that's called the placenta. So it's kind of like the analogy into animals.
Yeah.
It's all parental tissue.
Okay. Okay. So do we have a proposal to include funicle in this definition then?
We can do that.
Yeah, I think we're just saying that seeds are attached by the funiculus.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Yeah, if you change at a single point to by the funiculus, it has the same meaning.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it's a precise organ, so, or whatever it is.
Yeah, so, yeah, and I agree 100%.
Okay. Maybe small. So they're fused to the seed coat by the funicle or funiculus.
They're attached at just that point. Yeah, they're not fused to the seed coat. By that funiculus, they're connected by the funiculus, or in our definition here, at a single point, which is that funiculus, to the seed coat. So it's just like an umbilical, like Dennis was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that if you change that R connected to a seed coat at a single point, the funicle, that's better than fused, because I think we really want to use fused when we're talking about the caryopsis.
Yes.
Fused gives a much more tight idea than this connected.
Yep.
I don't think it matters.
Well, it does matter because the thing in a cucurbit just hanging out there on its little funiculus.
Mm-hmm.
So if we replace, I'll put this in and then we can...
What it really means is in a caryopsis, a funiculus never developed.
Yeah, we do use,
but there could be some genes that like shut down funiculus. Well, you might want to shut the funiculus down for a particular reason in a crop.
Well, doesn't
so the seeds don't fall out or whatever. It's still there in the nut because the nut, the embryo is not completely attached all the way around. Right, those cotyledons are free. Yeah.
Okay, so we want to move on to the comment.
The nut.
I was just reading this over again. I was trying to think, do we need an A in here?
A dry pericarp. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That are connected to a seed coat by the funicle, by a funicle.
By a funicle, yep.
Okay, I'll take this off here.
Like, you could do your toast on the end of this.
Okay, so we've got some synonyms. It's an iridescent fruit. Okay, I'll make a little space there. Go ahead if you guys want to.
So the comment here, do you want to go over the synonyms first or the comment?
Sure, let's start with the synonyms.
Okay, so there are a couple exact synonyms in German and Spanish. The other, let's see, akeem with a K. Is exact. Akeem here with a CH is exact. The akeem with a K came from the original synonyms list for fruit. Get it down to our fruit types. And
okay.
So we just inherited that. This fruit is indehiscent. That's a broad synonym. And the comment here is probably the longest comment. I think it is the longest comment on any of our fruit types. Because we're trying to accommodate things like strawberries. So in that case, we have a whole bunch of these fruits on an accrescent persistent receptacle. And we want people to map directly to receptacle. So we're giving some instruction here to increase granularity of annotations for genomes. So yeah, that's why.
Okay.
Such a long involved comment.
Maybe we should read through it.
Okay.
You want to read through it?
What's that?
You want to read through it?
Sure.
Let's put and tell.
Commonly referenced fruit types such as accessory multiple fruits comprised of accrescent receptacle or infructescence tissue containing as parts akenes are here treated as akene. So if there is material outside of the pericarp, like receptacle, or if we're talking about a whole inflorescence, say, you know, a pineapple or something, or pulling along that tissue into what you might call a fruit, treat those as the component parts they are, and don't just call the entire thing one fruit when you're mapping. So for example, when annotating to a gene involved in strawberry development, any gene of interest that's involved, another receptacle would be mapped to receptacle. Genes involved in sepal or cistern crescents would map to sepal, and those involved in fruit characteristics would be mapped to a key. And then we provide a few example species with this fruit type.
So, multiple fruits would be in fructescence. Yeah, okay, and for strawberry, I would not just put only Fragaria vesca, it's any fruit coming from
Vienna and
genus. Vesca is one diploid variety, but there are others as well.
All Fragarias do it.
Yeah.
And Duquesnea too, the Indian strawberry, the other genus too, I can put on there.
And is pineapple
the one we eat is ananasa.
Well, we eat a lot of different species of strawberries depending on where you live.
So the only thing I find a little bit confusing is this statement, because it sort of seems to contradict the next sentence.
How do you mean?
This part all makes sense to me, but this first statement doesn't make, maybe it's my brain, but.
Okay, so a strawberry is a structure that contains as parts achenes, right?
Right, right.
And so we didn't want someone to look at that one thing that is a strawberry and just annotate that as a, so for instance, there's a term glanditum, and that is a specialized term for the fruit that is a strawberry. We didn't all of those terms here, and so we figured each of those achenes on the surface of that receptacle tissue, we would just treat as achene. So this is an apocarpus gynoecium, or these are, you know, individual carpels, basically.
Well, there's
that each make an
achenelet, drupelet.
Exactly. And so achenelet is a term we could refer to each of these achenes with. Glanditum, we could refer to the entire structure. But we decided, okay, just if it's an accessory fruit, in the case of a strawberry, or a multiple fruit that happens twice in achene, just like the syconium, just map to achene, and then any of the carry-along parts that infructescence that came along, the sepals, the receptacle, anything that's persistent, annotate to those separately.
So what I think might help for novices like me to understand this would be, strawberry is an example of an accessory fruit?
Yes.
So what if we put such a strawberry?
Sure.
Another example.
This is just a suggestion. I can put it in italics so you know that it's like a comment here.
Like a blackberry. Yeah, so I mean, we could have, I won't treat triplet here.
So what's confusing is the statement that says containing as parts achenes are here treated as achene. And when I read that, it sounds to me like what you're saying is you're going to call the whole strawberry an achene.
Fruits are accessory fruits.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can reword that, I suppose. Let me think. So, containing as parts achene, I guess we should say achene fruits here, right? I forget that we're putting fruit here too.
Yeah, I think I would say, I would take out commonly referenced and just say common fruit types.
I should just say maybe just fruit types. So fruits such as accessory or multiple fruits.
Oh, I don't think we can do that because accessory or multiple fruits isn't a fruit.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, you could say something like, maybe we don't want to say fruit types because they're actually not fruit types. You could say structures, for lack of a better term for right now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Organ. what's our term for things that collect multiple tissues?
Plant structures such as accessory, or and you could say commonly referred to as accessory or multiple fruits.
Okay. I think that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the multiple fruit would be something like a blackberry, right?
Well, no, no, think about pineapple. So something, it's a whole infructescence that's becoming a quote fruit.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it, yeah, we could have something accessory that's not just the keens. So we'd have a bunch of carpels, like in a blackberry or something where you have quote drupelets.
Yeah.
But here are multiple fruits. Think of it. I think pineapple is the most straightforward example.
But I don't know if we want to put an example, the example pineapple in for multiple fruits here, because it's a comment for the definition of a keen fruit, and a pineapple isn't a bunch of akenes.
Okay. Okay.
It's a bunch of flowers.
Think of anything that's a multiple fruit made up of multiple akenes.
I think ficarus is, I think a fig is a syconium of achenes.
Figs.
I think figs
in there are little fruits.
Yeah, little.
Oh, okay. Figs. Yeah, figs are interesting.
But they're like a strawberry inverted, invaginated.
Like inside out. And then I would take this comment out of the parentheses.
Okay.
Comprised of a crescent means that it keeps it, right?
Yeah, they are used in different ways.
Opposite.
Yeah.
We have to do that so people find this. If they're looking at German literature, multiple fruit's gonna mean one thing. When they're looking at English,
I think this is the only place another thing. We say multiple at all though. Because we don't include those as headers.
No, like but they flip aggregate and multiple.
Yeah. I realize that. What I mean is I don't think we don't have a header that says like multiple fruits and then list them or something. I think it's just in this comment that means that
way. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we use for pineapple?
We don't.
It's kind of hard to hear you. Maybe you could speak so everyone could hear too.
All right. Sorry. We were talking about there was a problem basically in translation when multiple fruit and aggregate fruit or fruits, the definitions were translated incorrectly. So the European usage of those terms and our usage are flipped. And I was talking to Dennis about that a little bit, which is why I included them as synonyms, both as synonyms on fruit, you know, the parent, the ultimate here. They are flipped definition-wise historically, and we were just discussing that. But
well, because I'm saying it makes a difference if you're reading German literature in German, you're going to call something, you're going to look at something, and you'll be looking at exactly the opposite of if you look up the same word in English.
Yeah.
Asa Gray did it, I think.
But that's why we don't have a term, or we don't have a term that's called multiple fruits or accessory fruits, because the definition is unclear. And we can't really make one based on the literature because it could be either.
Yeah.
So it's not super relevant other than if those words are included in this comment.
Yeah. So sorry.
So I think we can...
Okay, no, that's interesting, yeah.
Okay.
I still kind of think maybe we need to just tweak this, because this to me is still confusing.
My teeth.
I would just take this last part off.
Sure.
Because I think that the statement following this explains.
Okay.
But it sounds like what you're saying is that you want to refer to the whole thing as an akin to me in that statement. So if we just took that last little part off, you could just say contain as parts.
Like akene fruits.
Yeah. As parts, akenes. Akene fruits, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds, that's fine with me.
There's Sputnik on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. And so tell me again about this glandidum term.
Oh, it's a, there are so many. Yeah. So basically people working in almost any group, have come up with their own specialized terminology for fruits.
Yeah.
A particular individual has tried to make a unified, unified terminology for all fruits, a classification for all fruits, and that's his personal term for a strawberry. So I was just using it as an example of almost any fruit you can think of has a specialized term out there somewhere. We're just trying to be as broad but bin things in useful categories as possible. Yeah. So,
this guy has 1,000 terms or something.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I actually have a note to myself that on my PO list that we need a term for strawberry. Because we have some data that we're annotating where they actually took the whole strawberry and ground it up, you know, and assayed it with the achenes and the receptacle together. So this, did I spell it correctly?
I don't know. Let's see. Glandetum. I think so. And you know, that's from the top of my head. Like Dennis said, there are hundreds of terms. So I would check it before I trusted my like rote memorization.
Okay. Yeah, we could look into it.
But it's okay. Dario has something to say. 1 second.
Sorry. I just don't think that we can use glanditum as a type of fruit because a glanditum isn't developed from a gynecium and cyclocarpal. It's developed from more than that.
Right. I agree with you there.
So I don't know if we can put it in with these other types.
And that's right.
But maybe it would probably be like a collective plant structure though. Because it has like parts of various things in it.
Mm-hmm. That makes much more sense.
Yeah, I wasn't advocating putting it in as a type of fruit, but
okay.
As like a, as maybe like a, we have to kind of look at it and see if we can put it in maybe
as. Dennis needs these terms and will kill me for bringing glandetum.
Can we have it as a subclass of infructuscence for now?
It's a single flower, so. Yeah.
Let's look at it though, because I think it is a term that we need, or something like that.
Well, we need infructescence, but.
We definitely need infructescence, yeah, and we have infructescence.
We do have infructescence. Yeah, I mean, there are many, many subtypes of infructescences or inflorescences, I should say. This is a solitary flower with many individual carpels on
it. Yeah, I mean, it's not only this strawberry thing, it's raspberries as well. Raspberries, marionberry, blackberry.
Those are producing droops, but yeah.
That's
and those,
we'd have to find another word
for I don't even know what term he uses for those, but this is not it's not created as an overarching term for anything with, let's say, enlarged receptacle or hypanthium tissue with many individual carpels.
But it can definitely does not, it would not, even though it is from a single flower, it's coming out as an aggregate fruit, it's still safe to say it it's a collection of all the fruits in that flower, and that's similar to infructescence. I don't mind having it as of now, at least we need a term.
Infructescence is in the fluorescence. That's like a term from the classics.
And that's multiple.
And usually it refers to the inflorescence when the fruits are maturing, as opposed to the inflorescence when all the flowers just open.
Then in that case, it becomes as a sibling of infructescence.
So
what's a synonym of inflorescence at a particular stage of the inflorescence?
No. It the aggregate fruit is a sibling of infructescence.
No way. It's from a single flower. An infructescence refers to multiple flowers aggregated into a unit called the inflorescence.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So what is the parent of infructescence?
It's a reproductive shoot system.
Yeah.
So why don't we have aggregate fruit as also from the reproductive shoot system? There are multiple aggregate fruits on the same inflorescence.
Not in a strawberry.
No. Oh, here we go. So inflorescence, our definition, is also a reproductive shoot system. See, yeah. We have a...
There are a lot of synonyms, but inflorescence is often used to refer to it if the things actually go to making fruits.
Yeah, no. What I'm trying to say is create a parallel right above as... not a child of infructescence, but at the same level where infructescence is.
That's a sibling term.
So are you saying any apocarpus flower would be considered in the way you're using this?
Yeah, magnolia.
Yeah, like magnolia with follicles, or
it is the evolutionary pollen as something has happened. Instead of having individual flowers with one single carpel, evolutionary, you just ended up having one single flower, but all the multi-carpels.
It's exactly the other way around.
Yeah.
So
magnolias have single flowers.
In some cases, it's one fruit, one flower. In this case, evolution decided that now we can have it with one.
Inflorescence is inflorescence. Single flower is single flower.
I'm pretty sure
it has to be more than one flower.
I'm pretty sure there is an Arabidopsis mutant which has multiple silics in the same flower too.
Yeah. So.
And it is exactly the same situation. It has happened in nature here.
No, that makes no sense.
It does.
You do that same mutation. Angiosperm tree, and look at the domination. Everything is a single flower, and the aggregation of flowers into specialized axes, where everything on there has reduced leaves and has flowers, is an inflorescence, which is a derived state on the backbone of the angiosperm tree of life. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in the comb structure in gymnosperms, exactly parallels that, where you started out with the simple structures. And you amalgamated them into a compound structure of cones of cones.
So can you consider it as a fruitlet?
Well, fruitlet is the term that's used in like blackberries and raspberries and even in strawberries where they talk. You find this term used all the time, drupelet. And what it means as a diminutive is that there was a gynoecium with several carpels, each of which matured as a drupe, and as opposed to, say, a cherry. There was only one in there. It's kind of not useful, but it does tell you that there were multiple carpels that were apocarpus, were free from each other.
Yeah, nut and let is added, I should say, on a lot of fruit terms. I mean, not just drupelet or keenlet. And nutlet is, I think, most misleading and maybe the best example to bring up, because it's also used in schizocarps and things where you have mericarps left over, which is not the same as nut, let's say. And also it's used as size. So sometimes smaller
diminutive.
Nuts. Exactly.
They're diminutive. So, just like at the end of a word in Italian, you would add eno for something that was a smaller form of something, or in Spanish.
I gave a link in the group chat. If you go and go to the slide number 5.
Like piglet. Piglet's a good parallel.
Slide number 5.
Is this number 5?
Yeah, go to page 5.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Lovely. Enlarged receptacle.
Oh, glandidum.
Yeah, and Duquesnia is the other genus that I was referring to, the Indian strawberry one. Yeah, so it's like a basically an edible thing. I've eaten many of them. They're not very good.
I'm not sure which one is number 5.
Keep going, keep down.
Okay, it's number 5 on the PDF.
3, 4, 5. Here we go.
I refrain from consuming glands. Except the thalamus.
Okay, so this is good because we can see the receptacle here. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not an infructescence holding up individual flowers. It's just a large receptacle with individual carpels on it. Yeah, that's a good cross-section.
Yeah, these are nice.
Looks like a longy to me.
Okay, so we got to keep moving along here. This is actually a very useful picture. So I've kind of lost track of, I think we kind of got off the discussion a little bit here and started talking about multiple fruits, but we could definitely come back and revisit that. But I think in terms of the definition of a keen, we're all happy with this.
Yeah, very.
All right, so you want to go into that?
So do we don't have a term where people grind both things, and how do you define it?
Right, and that's what I'm saying, that we could consider, maybe we could add this glandidum term.
To which?
Well, we'd have to look at it and figure out what the parts are and how that fits, but it would be some kind of a collective.
It'd be okay to put it in, just put it in as a synonym of strawberries, you know. I mean,
that's not going to work, because it has parts that aren't fruit.
But right. Blackberries aren't going to be.
We have these collective structures in the PO, you know, of various different kinds, and so I think that we could work out something in that.
Oh, yeah, we could.
No, wait.
A combination of two things, yeah.
Can we do something similar to what we have for simple leaf versus compound leaf?
Yes, in a sense.
It is a compound fruit.
Good analogy, in
except
a way.
That they're both, yeah. But what you have to figure out what the parent is, though, Pankaj.
It's the same style. I think both simple leaf and those things are child of vascular leaf, I guess, right?
Right, but I don't think we can make a compound fruit the child of fruit.
You can make it as...
Well, I think everything that's part of a compound leaf is also in a simple leaf, but things that are in compound fruits or agri-fruits, multiple fruits, are not just fruit. There's more than that. So I don't know exactly how you guys treated compound leaves, but there are additional parts to consider with multiple and aggregate fruits.
It's one leaf.
Yeah, and so it's a leaf having two or more distinct leaflets that are evident from early in development. Yeah. Kind of an old definition, but.
I think it needs to be defined.
Yeah, that probably needs to be tweaked a little bit too, but I think what we should try to do in order to keep moving here, because I really want to deal with Caryopsis today.
Okay.
Let's put this on the list to deal with and to look at and think about, and we'll come back to it.
Okay,
we'll do.
We can start a tracker.
Because I do think that we want to deal with multiple and accessory fruits somehow, but we need to kind of look at how they'll fit in the ontology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
The only reason that I'm confused is I thought that to get that increased resolution or granularity, we weren't going to deal with them since we already have receptacle, infertescence, and all these other parts. I mean, I thought we were going to stop at like pericarp, four fruits, and tell people to put annotations on those terms we already have that really are just parts of this. Like,
right, but in some cases, Brandon, like, you know, they take the whole strawberry and grind it up and assay it.
Okay.
That was the issue.
Yeah.
So in some cases, we may want to have whole blackberry or.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm just currently working with the Rosaceae group right now, and so this is something that we've been kind of dealing with, and I was looking at some of the literature that they're using for the annotations and.
Yeah, and black raspberry genome has been sequenced. So
black raspberry, yeah. So.
Which are much tastier than
raspberry. So basically it would be, they wouldn't know exactly where whatever came from. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense to me. Thank you.
You know, if they're dissecting the fruit and they have the separate tissue for the receptacle and separate for the akene, that's great.
Yeah.
And the sepals. But so I think this definition is great. The comment is good. These are just some things I think we need to think about as we go forward.
Okay.
You know, we can't solve everything today, so... It'd be good if we could get the rest of these approved and in today. So that'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go on to nut fruit then.
Okay, let's go on here. I'll move this down to so it's with its. There we go. All right, nut fruit.
All right, so this is a fruit that develops from a gynecium and at maturity comprises dry exocarp, dry mesocarp, and rye endocarp that are not fused to a seed coat.
That sounds good.
Again, we have some synonyms in German, Spanish, some exact synonyms that were inherited from the fruit list. This is an indehiscent fruit. It's a broad synonym here. And then I added the peanut example here, I think. Yeah, so the common names of some species do not accurately reflect their fruit type. For example, the fruit of the peanut plant is a legume fruit rather than a nut fruit.
So I'm saying wherever you have said legume fruit, give the ID of that.
Yes, that's right. We need to.
Okay. I wasn't sure that we were always doing that in the comments.
Yeah, that way people don't have to go and find out what the legume fruit is. They would know exactly where.
Well, they should know.
Good practice.
What's wrong with them that they don't know?
Yeah, well, you know.
They failed to take their botany course. They failed their botany course.
You imagine.
Okay, nut looks good.
And that is nut. Then we have some example nuts.
So, Brandon, are they actually... okay, it is a fruit, the peanut. Yeah, sorry. I had a mental block there. Okay.
This example of the walnut, I had always learned that walnut was an example of a drupe. Oh, yeah.
So it comes from an inferior.
I was thinking about when they get mature.
So the walnut, the green part is receptacle tissue. It's an inferior ovary.
Yeah.
Laurel, do you want to pull up the image, image folder? Because this is that particular one. Because, it's questioned.
I was thinking about the black stuff.
So there's one named walnut.
I'm sorry, you're all talking at the same time. I can't hear anyone.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
So I think it's the fifth one down that ends with the word walnut.
That one. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is something that's mislabeled online a lot, too. So that's why Dario put this picture out. So.
Oh, Brandon, do you want to share your screen?
So it's...
Download anyway.
Yeah. Probably safe. Are you guys sending me viruses?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not with this file, but often, yeah.
We've been trying to hack you continuously.
I have.
Come on.
Ooh, that's flashy.
Sorry, my internet connection.
Well, that's pretty.
Kind of flaky this morning. Here it comes.
Ooh.
Must be a high resolution picture.
Ariel puts up very high quality.
Yeah, we should have.
Lovely, yeah.
Okay, so I included all of these parts of it. So the top left, the two round things.
Hang on, sorry. There we go.
Flesh stuff that it's around it is receptacle tissue, and the picture that's just to the right of it shows it's an inferior ovary.
This one here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then bottom left shows the nut fruit surrounded by the fleshy receptacle tissue that's not there at maturity. Maturity, you have these bottom two, like so on the right, which is the seed, and then the pericarp around the seed is the lowest photo.
Nice. Wonderful.
We would label all that eventually.
That's why it's under nut fruit instead of droop fruit. This one comes up a lot when you see it as a nut.
Hmm. Great. Very nice image.
I love these line drawings.
Yeah, someone's very talented that drew that. Okay. So, any comments or I had a thought here. to implement this throughout the whole plantology might be hard, but as we're putting these in, maybe we should just put narrow in parentheses after the word.
Because that doesn't show up on the
because that's a big problem. The scope does not show up in our browser right now.
Okay,
I can do that.
It would be really nice. For me, I like to be able to see which ones are exact and which ones are broad and which ones are narrow. I think it's really an important distinction.
Yeah, and you said they might not be able to fix that, right? You brought that up
before. Oh, I don't know. We've asked them numerous times and nothing's really happened on it. They don't think Go doesn't really think it's very important, so I don't know why they wouldn't think it's important, but for us it is.
I'll do that. I'll go back and put for each one. Yeah.
So we are now okay, Melanie, that yes. Instead of droop, it's nut?
Yes, I
need the walnut.
I learned something new because that is often used in botany textbooks as an example of a droop.
I know it's wrong.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, we found a couple like that for sure.
They just need to come to the PO and get the ultimate.
And we are going to change the whole botany, actually.
Yes. Awesome. We're going to scoot these people out. All right, let's move on to Caryopsis then.
Great.
Yeah, we're ready for that.
This is a big one, an important one.
Well, I think we got it all sorted out now.
Okay.
So a fruit which develops from a gynecium and at maturity comprises a dry exocarp, dry mesocarp, dry endocarp that are fused to a seed coat. So I think the big question here were the grain kernel synonyms.
Wait a second. I think we should be using carpel here instead of gynecium.
It's three carpels, two of which abort during development.
Yeah, it's
in all the Caryopsis or only in corn?
No, it's pseudomonomerous. All the grasses are pseudomonomerous.
Yeah,
it's in fact, all the grasses, sedges, and rushes are pseudomonomerous, along with all of the sunflower family.
Oh, so can we add it to the common?
We can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, pseudomonomery is probably a term we want anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means it's also a kind of a training and education for the people.
Pseudomono.
Mary.
We'll take care of it.
M-A-R-Y. So it's the only reason I didn't bring it up so far is it happens in many different fruit types, and I thought it might be cumbersome to put in the different comment sections for each of these, but we can do it. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of informing the readers also about it.
Okay.
So
pseudomonomers.
Yeah.
Most of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I had no idea.
You know, when you look at a coconut, when you look at the husk, you know, when you buy it in the market like that, there's three dots on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things. That's the three carpels.
So
one of them actually developed, and the other two are the sort of remnants.
Yeah. Yeah, and in some groups, it's easier to tell that, you know, there were abortive carpels or not. There's the various degrees of these things left in the fruits. So, yeah, it's a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, under the synonyms,
we have them right. Exact. Didn't we decide that kernel is exact?
Yeah. So what about putting for grain and kernel here exact instead of narrow? Would that work?
Depends on whether it is polished or not.
We think it's exact, and we got a great reference for it. Actually, it's a classic maize reference.
Yeah, it is.
With these, here. With these great diagrams. By Kieselbach.
I would say even, can you put brown rice, for example? That's also.
Yeah. I think they're all kernel. In fact, even in this was reproduced by Cold Spring Laboratory because it was such a valuable thing. And even one of the major headings is the kernel or seed.
Yeah. And I found a paragraph where it says it explicitly.
Seed
says
in quotes, that, which means fruit.
Yeah, because many people would use, let's say, a polished rice, which is your white rice, as a grain and a kernel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about originally. And
that is only seed. That is not Caryopsis.
Yeah, right. But it's because somehow they separated the
seed coat.
They separated the embryo from the tissue because it's all fused up in these guys.
So no. In the white rice, it's your fruit coat actually gets polished off.
That's what I'm trying to say, though. It's polished off. It doesn't separate like in a straw or something where the seeds are hanging out in there. They're actually one unit of which you physically abrade it. So it's fine with me. I mean, I think we want to know that because we don't want to make these confusions about the seed versus the fruit and all that in terms of what people are calling them. So we have to draw attention to it. We're on the same page here.
Right. So maybe adding a brown rice and unmilled rice is also kind of a synonym to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or unpolished rice grain is brown rice and unpolished rice grain.
Yeah, because brown rice has some stuff on it. The white
brown rice has it's a full Caryopsis.
Yeah.
Except, yeah, it is a full Caryopsis.
Do you want this as the examples in the comment or as a full synonym?
Synonym.
Is it synonym?
Yeah.
Okay, what scope do you want?
It is an exact.
Exact, okay.
So did we decide these were going to be exact as well?
Yes, that's. I mean, that's what I was saying in the beginning. If that's fine.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I'm confused. How does it not have a paragraph?
Yeah. So
the what was there that they grown?
What was Dario's comment?
I said I'm a little confused because if it's exactly the same thing, how does it not have the pericarp around the it? Yeah. If it's polished off, then it's.
No, what we are saying, brown rice is, or any grain like corn is never polished, sorghum is never polished.
So that's exact, right?
Those are all exact. But yeah, that's how it is.
But white rice is inexact.
Yeah, sometimes people would harvest rice which still has lemma and palea on it, the husk. And then that is also called as kernel or grain. So that's the troublesome part. How do you tackle that?
So polished rice lacks the seed coat. So
yes, that this statement goes in the comment.
I know. I'm just kind of
white rice lacks the fruit wall and the seed coat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Polished rice is only endosperm and embryo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes not even embryo. Majority times no embryo.
It's just end up
probably gets lost in the process.
It falls off.
Yeah. Because that's the germ, they call it, right?
I don't know.
Like wheat germ, when you buy wheat germ,
that's
the husk and the embryo. Or the seed coat and the embryo.
No, wait. Wheat husk is different than the rice husk, okay?
Yeah, and then there's a hulled barley and all that.
Wheat husk is more or less like your fruit walls and seed coat kind of things, whereas rice husk is lemma and palea.
Yeah.
Anything brownish that you're seeing on the wheat outside, that's your husk.
Or hull.
Blooms, lemma, palea.
Okay.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Sorry, I needed more clarification.
That's okay. It's good for you.
polished rice lacks the, what is hull here?
Well, we have a term, caryopsis hull.
Is that the, like the glooms?
I think it is, yeah.
Like glooms.
But it's the dried lemma and palea.
Lemma and palea, yeah. Sorry, the glooms subtend the lemma.
Right, the glooms are outside that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about that very often, so. Dried lemma and palea. Okay. Alrighty, are we good with caryopsis?
Probably should.
I have one question for under synonyms. What about cereal?
Like Lucky Charms?
Cereal.
I would put it as a broad synonym.
Yeah, broad synonym. Because okay. Cereal is used a lot of times just like grain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it's used as cereal grains, right?
Right, but a lot of cultures just refer to them as cereals, and they're referring to what we would say grains.
Well, that's good to tell them.
Yeah, and
can't type today.
Yeah.
Loud. Good.
Bring your chair.
And add brown rice as your exact synonym.
Okay.
And polished rice lacks the fruit coat and the seed coat.
Fruit coat. What is the fruit coat?
Let's just use pericarp.
Pericarp, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's use terms that we have. Oops.
And there's another one, de-hulled grain.
Yeah, like for barley.
Which is an exact synonym, de-hulled grain.
De-hulled. It's also an exact synonym?
Yeah, which is brown rice. Means you de-hulled means you remove your, hull.
The caryopsis hull is removed. So de-hulled, that's a term.
H-U-L-L-E-D, because those are, I know that those are some of the traits that I've done. De-hulled grain or de-hulled kernel, those are all your exact synonyms.
So it still has the pericarp and the seed coat.
Yeah. Yeah,
it has. Yeah. Lacking the vilia and lemia, lemma.
Yeah.
So that's exact. Okay.
And dehulled kernel.
Yeah, we could grain slash kernel. I can't type today.
K-E-R.
I know, I get it right here. There, how's that?
That's much better.
So that'll be two different terms, of course. We're not going to put it in there with a parenthesis.
Yep.
Slash. Okay. So right. The one suggestion I had for this list of examples was I think we could group the wheats like we group the rices.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And this maybe we should call ARISA SVP.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
what about Zizania? The wild rice.
Oh, yeah, wild rice, we could do that. Like these terms came from, you know, that bioentity
list. Yeah. So
what I can do is fine just removing all the species under ARISA.
Would that qualify for anything under the what is the term for that? Grasses. Poaceae.
Yeah, Poaceae, the family.
Yep.
Yeah, Poaceae. We could put that in.
Anything under Poaceae.
And I can put that in the comment too. If I didn't online actually, and just say this is a characteristic of Poaceae.
All Poaceae and grasses.
Well, isn't that what Poaceae is? Grasses.
It's it for common layman people. So it's all Poaceae species include, which also refers to grasses or some all grasses. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and I agree. You can combine the wheat with triticee. I know triticee would be a problem, right? Because your barley and everything. Oh, actually, well,
barley is a caryopsis. Yeah. We don't have any barley data. We don't have any barley annotations in the database. We need some.
We have barley annotations, not to particular.
Oh, here we are. Barley.
Barley's the first one on the list. Yeah.
Oat.
Brachypodium.
Yeah, oat and brachypodium.
Brachypodium's,
yeah, brachypodium's in there. Yeah.
Oat. We don't think do we have oat listed? No.
Miscanthus.
But I think by saying all Poaceae species, that I mean we could list them all, but
no, it's okay.
Yeah.
The most common ones you put it in there.
Yeah, it's one of the largest groups. And there are bamboos with fleshy versions of what we're talking about right now too. So it's not true that all of them have dry caryopses like this.
Well, they do have caryopses, but they're not dry?
Not at maturity, no.
Hmm.
They're called bacoid caryopses, so basically berry-like caryopses.
So that goes as a synonym?
Well,
what do you call it? You just said it, the word.
Yeah, bacoid caryopsis. So I'd have to look at exactly. I don't know their structure off the top of my head. Yeah.
Maybe. But at least the name is there, so having it as a synonym.
I don't know the scope, though. I don't know exactly how synonymous this is, so I'll have to look at it.
Okay. And maybe you could put that word in because I don't know how to spell it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Wonderful.
I'm going to go into Samara.
Okay. Samara fruit.
All right. So a fruit which develops from a carpel and at maturity comprises dry exocarp, dry mesocarp, dry endocarp that are elongated into a wing. So this might, I like that this is near schizocarp at the bottom here because I think that by the end of this, you'll see contrast between, let's say, an ash fruit and then one of the mericarps of a maple schizocarp. So for Samara, we have a few synonyms. Indehiscent is here, it's an indehiscent fruit. And a comment, the pericarp can be expanded laterally or radially. Examples, ashes, tree of heaven.
Go ahead.
So all three, exocarp, mesocarp, and right, exocarp are elongated?
Yeah. Yeah. And so in an ash, where you can see the seed in the bottom, yeah, the ring is going to come up quite a bit, probably. So here's our schizocarp that we'll talk about next. In that picture that just came up, those Google image searches.
Yeah, let me bring that back up.
It's okay. I could do them both, and then I could explain, you know, what's going on between both of these things. So basically I'll just read the schizocarp definition, then I can contrast them with these pictures. So in a schizocarp, we have a fruit that develops from a gynoecium. So it's in contrast to the carpel here in Samara. And at maturity comprises a dry exocarp, dry mesocarp, dry endocarp that separate into carpellate units. So if you look at the Google image search for Samaras again, right there. So there's a persistent style basically that's connecting two of these carpellates. So bicarpellate, they split in half. And each of these are indehiscent. The seed is entirely surrounded by pericarp. And they break into what are commonly called mericarps. So each component carpal, and that's each of those is basically a Samara, right? So if there was just one of those in that plant, it was single carpalate, that'd be a Samara. But the difference is it's gynoecium that's bicarpalate,
or tri, or
any number of carpels above one, so two or more. And so there's actually
dipterocarps. Are they bi?
Because I always thought maple was a Samara.
Yeah, so again, it's the difference between coming from a single carpal or a syncarpal.
Yeah,
with that persistent style. So actually, if I can do that cool thing that Pankaj did where I can graffiti you.
Go to the options and annotate.
Annotate, here we go. All right, so right here, the thing I'm circling, that's an ash. Those are Samaras on an ash. So each of those individually a flower. So single carpal flower. Here, next to it, is the maple carp. So if the thing I'm circling right now was a single flower, that would be a Samara. But in actuality, the entire thing that I circled, this larger thing, is one flower that has two carpels and no syncarpus gynoecium, if that makes sense. And then it breaks into these carpellate units just like snap, and that's where schizocarp comes from. They break away.
Oh, because they break apart.
Yeah.
So search for schizocarpic fruit type, and then you would see the images.
Yeah, and
images.
Nutlet. Here, let me try to get rid of my McKinney race. Sorry.
There we go.
And this is the case in schizocarpic fruit where I was saying nutlet and these diminutives can be very confusing because in some groups where you have something break apart into these individual carpellate units, like even in mints, say, people call them nutlets because they look like little round things. They look like small nuts. But this really is a gynoecium that's breaking into component, into the carpellate portions that are surrounded by pericarp that does not dehisce. Yeah, the very neat dispersal mechanism.
Okay.
Yeah. And so those are the big differences between the last two here. In the comment for schizocarp, I included the word mericarp with the PO number. It's an obsolete PO term I see. I just thought it might be useful when people are like, why is nutlet here? Oh, those are mericarps.
Yeah.
And then I talk about it in the comment a little bit.
We need to bring back the Medicare.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do we want to bring that back? We could.
I mean, I think it's a useful term. I don't know. I mean, it's used a lot in botanical literature, Maricarps.
Well, now that we've, you know, brought fruit, broken out fruit, I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't have this.
Okay. Yeah, we need to bring it back.
Yeah.
Resurrect. We can resurrect.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's useful. That's why I put it in the comments, sort of not just because I thought it was useful, but just to bookmark it to myself to sort of wonder. I mean, I was wondering why it was obsolete, because I think it's pretty useful.
Well, you'll find it in development literature, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I was going to say was maybe we should put a comment on the Samara fruit to point people to the Shizacarp for, like, maple, because sure. I think a lot of people might think that they should, you know, sort of like there's no, it's not listed as a synonym, and they might think, well, maybe it's a synonym.
So will you want to say why they're different from Shizacarp?
Yeah, something like what you did with the peanut on the previous example.
And I like the idea of the comments being educational. I mean, when I first started doing that, and why none of this is in here, I thought this needed to be sort of as concise and direct as possible, but
the comments can be as long as we need them to be.
Yeah, I like that. I would.
It's really good to have the definitions really concise, but the comments, we have a lot more leeway what we can do. I have one question about the capitalization of the common names. Should like Tree of Heaven be capitalized?
Yeah, some of these. I mean, people's names are usually capitalized. Green and Ash wouldn't be, but
you don't do it, you go to hell.
Yeah. Right. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that plant can go to hell. Yeah, I'd have to look at it. I don't know. Tree of Heaven might be, hyphenated or something.
It seems like a name.
Yeah, it could be.
When I look at it, it looks to me like it should be capitalized just instinctually, but I don't know if that's correct.
Okay, I'll put a comment on it so I don't forget to check it out.
Okay. Good. So nice to work in Google Docs.
Oh my God, it's great.
Compared to the wiki.
Okay. All right. And then it's the parts of fruits that.
Can I make one more comment before we go? Should we maybe say a single wing?
I don't. Well, other than for Samaras, yeah, I mean, I can't think of an example that has multiple wings from a single carpel. So, I mean, it sounds fine to me, but yeah, I mean, since wing isn't a PO term, A sort of implies singular to me, I guess, now that I think about it.
And it's really, we got to be careful about using wing, because that's actually, you know, it's a thing in animals.
Maybe
we could say like a wing-like structure, or...
Do you really call it wing, or you call it as a leaf-like structure?
I don't
know what it is.
It's green. Yeah. It's green before it dries up.
I mean, I think wing comes to mind because it flies, but...
Yeah, winged fruit subject. Literature. I mean, we use
calling it wing.
Other terms like ovary.
And in that case, what we did was we prefixed them with the word plant.
Okay.
We could just, I could just say elongated. We don't have to say into a wing or a loop.
I would rather have, instead of wing, a leaf-like structure.
Well, I don't know if I would say leaf-like, but, I think that might confuse people, but it's sort of a wing-like structure.
I like the wing-like structure.
Wing-like structure, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
That sort of implies that it does, you know, it's involved in dispersal, right?
Yeah. So,
and that it's not actually like a wing, like in a bird.
So that are elongated into a wing-like structure. Don't you call it as endocarp modified into a wing-like structure?
It's all the pericarp layers. I mean, we could, I just enumerated all three and then said they, you know, that are.
Why don't we just say dry pericarp?
We did originally.
I'm sorry. Then go leave it like this. that are together elongated into a wing-like structure.
Okay. Yeah. that can work. Excuse me.
The then down here you have the pericarp can be expanded laterally or radially. So that's helpful.
Yeah, there are some interesting exceptions out there where they're not all nice, nice single planes.
And then we have some nice examples. Okay, good.
And I'll make sure that I put PO IDs in all the comments.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sure that we were always doing that. So I'll go back and double check it.
Right, last year. Okay, there was something else I was going to mention here.
Maple as an example, right?
Of the the schizocarp.
Those are schizocarp?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just, what I had mentioned was to look at schizocarp for maple.
Yeah. And so basically the maple is a schizocarp where the mericarps are samaroid. Mm-hmm. They're shaped like samaras.
And I think this carpellate units is a little bit confusing.
Okay, if we're bringing back mericarps, I can just put mericarps in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, I only put in carpellate units because we, you know, since it was obsolete, I couldn't put it directly in.
So, and do we want to say something about the wing-like structure there, too?
Not all schizocarps are wing-like. Some are perfectly round, look like little nuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay.
All right.
I'll put this off because we have it above. Okay. Well, it's already 9:30, so I don't think the parts of the fruits are too complicated. We're just going to add a comment on the parts of the fruit.
Yeah, and I did
the individual types of fruits.
I added that comment as a separate commit. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I haven't seen
that. Onto those terms. So the comment has that bit that is in quotations. So.
This is going under. Great. Yeah. And yeah, we'll have to add these on the trackers too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I added a separate commit in case you didn't like that and could roll back to the.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah. And I think you're right. Fruit pedicel abscission zones should probably be included here.
Oh yeah, I'm glad I wrote that there. I forgot. Yeah, yeah, I just came across that one and thought, it seemed to fit in. So.
Because it's probably a part of a fruit pedicel, right? Yeah. So it's like a child of one of these.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly where.
Do you have fruit pedicel? Huh. Yeah, we have fruit pedicel. I don't know why it didn't show up in my... That was just a quick screenshot that I took from the... Yeah, this is definitely part of fruit. Maybe that's why, because there's no part of relationship here. So we need to check that.
Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I think, does anyone have anything else? Let's go back to the agenda here. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about? I might mention that we're working on trying to get all the changes done in the PO by the end of, say, about the end of this week so that we can do a release.
We should be able to have all these done easily by the end of the week.
And yeah, we'd like to have a nice clean release for when we go to the plant animal genome in mid-January.
Yeah.
So now with the Christmas break, it kind of complicates things a little bit, but we will have a week early in January before we, you know, about a week or so before we go to PEG to fix things, but.
Images.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, we're going to talk about the images.
I mean, we need to use images.
Yeah, we do need to use images. And I don't know, maybe that's something that we need to talk with the technical folks about more.
Well, I think Justin Priest has something figured out for images. We did some a while back.
Well, the annotation part, but in terms of getting them into Amigo, I don't know if that's a possibility.
Oh.
But I think the alternative that we were doing before was we had them, you know, like in plantsystematics.org or something, and then link to them.
I send him because I can send him those files, you know, that give the data.
We have an open ticket in with Seth to be able to input images directly into the database.
Yeah, because I think, you know, this is a visual thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's been worked on, but we talked about it when we were all together.
Yeah, when we were all together, I remember. Right. Yeah. Sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we can have the meetings in Corvallis in a nearby vineyard.
We could definitely do that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Any more questions? Fruits.
I think now I'm hungry. I want to go eat something. I'm going to go eat a droop.
I'm personally going to have a pone.
I'm going to eat the seed of a legume.
Ah.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
Okay.
Yep. Bye.
We'll be in touch.
All right. Bye. Bye.